Former Governor Dick Lamb will be remembered with a public memorial service today. Lamb led the state for three terms in the 70s and 80s. He was a fierce defender of Colorado's environment and led the state's effort to reject the Winter Olympics. Political analyst Eric Sonderman worked for Lamb.
He was an intellect. He was always thinking and had a clear sense that if you weren't changing your mind on occasion, as new facts came into play, as conditions on the ground changed, you really weren't living if you weren't constantly engaging your brain.
A high school swimmer with diabetes has filed a federal discrimination complaint against the Colorado High School Activities Association. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
When he swam in meets last season, 16-year-old Ethan Orr wore a glucose monitor attached with a square of adhesive tape. Orr has type 1 diabetes, but at the state championships, an association official barred him from participating. A rule states that swimmers can't use foreign substances to aid their speed, buoyancy, or body compression. The association then disqualified the rest of Orr's team. Orr's lawyer says the teen is protected under two federal disability laws. Association officials could not be reached for comment. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Motorists heading into the mountains on Interstate 70 from Denver should expect delays today. CDOT has closed a westbound lane near the Eisenhower Johnson Memorial Tunnel. The work should be done this afternoon. I'm Haley Sanchez, and you're listening to CPR News and KRCC.